Your audience is telling you exactly what they need from you. They're always speaking. I have just come through the launch of Content by Design, and unless you're new here, you probably were along for the ride. And yesterday I completed an exit survey. I sent an exit survey out to my audience. What's an exit survey? It's a little powerful piece of communication between you and your audience that anytime you make an offer in your business, you can send in lots of different ways, and we're going to go over that here today, to show them that you are actually listening and to really mine the data for where you either are on track with your offers or off track with your offers so that you can course correct quickly and meet them where they're at moving forward. That's what we're unpacking here on Unjaded. So one of the things that I invite you to remember is that the data doesn't lie. That's why it's really important to look at your numbers, and it's really important to poll your audience for what they actually are needing and wanting from you. This is going to inform you where your message may be off, where your brand may be, where your brand may be positioned improperly, which is a big piece of the puzzle, and where they're not really getting what you're talking about in your offer. Maybe it's not meeting them where they need to be met. Without hearing from your audience specifically, you may be making up stories that aren't true, which then can lead you to create offers that don't actually serve them, that are just going to sit on the shelf and they're not going to buy it. It's the ultimate throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping that it sticks. This exit survey for me was a real eye-opener into the state of business for my audience. I have the pleasure of working with and chatting with a beautiful human who happens to be a reflector. And he said to me after this launch, because your messaging and your marketing is so very dialed in, you've been able to ride out longer than most this dip in the market. But in this launch, you have experienced that dip. And that's exactly what my audience told me in the exit survey. I was honestly gobsmacked at how many people are broke in their business. How many people continue to put offers out there without selling them? Or, this is more likely, which is one of the things that we really dive into in Design to Profit, is making your offers more often. So often, entrepreneurs have these offers that sit on their websites or sit somewhere, God knows where, and never see the light of day. And then they wonder why at the end of a quarter, at the end of a year, they haven't made any money in their business. But it's because they're not actually making offers. So I'm saying this to really let you know that if you're struggling in business right now, if things feel hard, if you're not making the money that you want to be making, if you spent all this money on courses and coaches and you're not making any headway, I want you to know that you're not alone. You're really not alone. So many of my audience that answered this exit survey, and at the time of this recording, there's close to 100 people who have answered this survey, and we're only a day and a half in. So many people are in the same boat. So in my own business, some of the things that came up for me around this exit survey are, I have two offers, two main offers. One is Design to Profit. It is the community. It is where we gather together, a fairly small community, 30-ish members, and we really dive into building your sustainable business by following your human design. Nothing is black and white. Nothing is cut and dry. I'm never going to say to you, you have to do it this way or you have to do it that way. Yes, I have 30 plus years of business strategy. I've got business strategy coming out the yin yang, but I'm always going to offer you suggestions on how to make it work with your human design. And this community is really about, number one, the support. Because so often as entrepreneurs, we can feel alone in our businesses. And just like I said about you maybe not understanding that you're not the only one who's not making the money that you want to make in your business, maybe you're internalizing that it's a you problem. When you actually get in the community and you realize, oh, hey, we're all dealing with the same stuff here. So that's one of the things that's important in Design to Profit. And the other thing, of course, is building your business. It's boots on the ground. If you do not have the structures and systems in your place in your business to hold your expansion, this is the place you want to be. Content by Design, or CBD, on the other hand, is for you if You have been in business for a little while. You've made some money in your business, but you know you could be doing more. Something is off. Something is off kilter. You may or may not understand what it is. Maybe you do know it's messaging. But maybe you're just starting to entertain the thought that, I wonder if I actually had a little more clarity on what I do, I could draw more people to me. Then CBD is the right place for you. And in this launch, I drew in a ton of people, 700 and some people, to be exact, many of whom were really more suited to Design to Profit. So that gives me an opportunity to tweak my message. That gives me an opportunity to be really crystal clear about the fact that in order to come into CBD, you want to have been making some money in your business. Maybe you're burning yourself out because you're working so hard, or you're on that content creation hamster wheel and it feels like you can never stop. And you don't understand how to actually leverage your human design so that you get to redefine consistency for yourself and create content and trust that it will draw the right people in. So maybe you need to go back to your offer suite and look at how can I be even more clear about who this is for? That's a big piece of messaging clarity. And we're never done. We're never done because we're always, hopefully, growing our audiences. That is job one, no matter what stage of business you're in, is continually growing your audience so that you're not continually making the same offers to the same people. If that's the case, or when that's the case, you really tire your audience and you don't want to do that. So you're always bringing new people in. You're always getting feedback from them in a perfect world. And then you're always adjusting. This is how we win as small brands. You and me, we are personal brands. We get to listen to our audience way more than the big guys, and we get to pivot and adjust quickly so that we draw the right people into us the next offer. So let's talk about how to conduct an exit survey and why to conduct an exit survey. So the last time that I went through a CBD launch, I actually did the exit survey only in my stories. So use question stickers and poll stickers and think about what do you really want to know from your audience? This time, I only asked one question in my email. I sent out a super short email and I said, with proper wording, tell me why you didn't buy CBD and what you plan to do with your business instead. And the answers are rolling in. Now, last time I did it in stories and I asked, maybe 7 questions. Which honestly, for me, I was tired of them by the end. So your audience may tire of more questions as well, but really think about what are the exact things you want to know. Most people have a money or a time objection. That's pretty common. So that may not be a super helpful question to ask because that's one you're going to get a lot. And that's one that's going to be standard across the board. Is there something else that you want to know about your audience and their needs? Because they're going to tell you where the gaps are. That's the whole point of this exit survey. They're going to show you where your brand is crystal clear. For me, it was uber clear that I'm a trusted brand. There's no gap in the trust in my brand, which is great because we're in a trust recession in the online space. And people trust me. I've been leaning hard into my 2-4 profile and my Gate 27 unconscious Mars and Mercury to nurture my people for a long time. This is who I am. Sure, I'm intense. Sure, I've got fire, but I've also got nurture out the yin-yang. And it's super important to me that my people trust me. Full transparency. That's part of the reason why I come on here in these podcast episodes and share with you what's actually happening in my business. So you can see behind the curtain. So you can see that this is real. It's not smoke and mirrors. It's not me in some fancy hot pink business suit blowing smoke out my ass. This is real. So my brand is trusted. And in your exit survey, your people will tell you whether they trust you or not if you ask the right questions. Your people will also tell you the gaps that are in your message and your market. And that's going to allow you to create offers that actually serve them. So maybe there's a bridge offer that needs to be created in order to take people from where they're at now into this main offer of yours. That's something that we're going to be looking at in my business is there's a gap. There's a lot of people who are not making any money in their business. There's a lot of people who came into this launch who don't even have a business yet. which surprised the hell out of me. I would never have known that had I not done this exit survey. Because I would have thought that if you're looking at an ad on Facebook or Instagram to clarify your message so that you make more money in your business, I would have thought that you already had a business. Again, there's an opportunity for me to get even more clear in my message. So there's a gap for me. Now, I already have an offer that serves that gap. If you're here and you're not making money in your business, or you're not making enough money in your business, then Design to Profit is where you want to be. You want to be inside of that community where we are boots on the ground, live in the room together, all through the entire month, building your sustainable business according to your human design. So what I need to do, it was very clear to me, is that all roads in my business need to lead into that community, because that's what people are needing and wanting from me. The people who came through this launch need that more than they need Content by Design. I was speaking too far ahead of where they are for the people that came in on this launch. So in your own business, where's the gap? And is there some other way that you can serve people to get them ready for your signature course, program, whatever it is? Ask your people. Ask your people and they'll tell you. And again, I'm going to remind you that we are always refining. We're always refining our offers and our message because business is third line. What does that mean? It means we're going to get bumped around. Remember that a third line profile in human design bumps around with life and life bumps you around. Same thing in your business. Business is not ever going to be smooth sailing all the way. We always get to adjust. So another thing that your exit survey may tell you, depending on the questions you ask, is, are you positioned in the right place in your market? You may be thinking that your competition is something completely different than it is. So the last time we launched CBD with my messaging, it seemed like I was up against social media managers. And that's not the place that I want to be in. So that's what it seemed like to me. And then when I did the exit survey last time, I was actually surprised at the other people that people in my audience were considering compared with me, who my competition, I'm putting that in air quotes, or my niche neighbors were. It surprised me. And why that's important is that that's also going to inform your message. Because if you think that you're up against a certain thing and you're always messaging to that when it's another thing way over here, then you're missing addressing something in your market that needs to be addressed. So think about your brand position. My friend David Roman, who is a 5-1 reflector, I'll link his podcast episode in the show notes here. He is a positioning guide and expert, and he uses your human design in order to help you to position your brand. So take a listen to that episode if you're really not sure if you're positioned in the right place in the market. Your exit survey is important because your audience will tell you their needs, their fears, and their values. We, as small brands, get to listen. And then you can use those things to reflect back in your content. This is a powerful way to draw your audience in and help them to self-identify. This isn't about trickery. It's not about being salesy or gross. It's about actually helping your audience to understand that you get them and that you do have the answer for them. Look for patterns in these exit surveys, especially if you have asked open-ended questions, like think with the question sticker on your Instagram story or in an email, because there will be underlying emotions that you can read through the lines and feel into. There will be phrases that several people in your audience use that are going to be important for you to use in your content. There will be objections. This is all about understanding the objections that your audience has. And when you understand the objections that they have, you understand that those are the things that you need to be addressing in your content. Our job, our content's job, is to actually remove those objections. And you can't remove the objections if you don't know what they are. Without this information from your audience, you probably are thinking the objections are completely different than they are. I know a few came through for me that I was like, whoa, I wouldn't have considered that. And then another thing that's going to be really important for you to understand is the level of awareness that your audience is at. So in copywriting, there are 5 levels of awareness as brought to the market by Eugene Schwartz, the original copywriter. And this is important to know. You want to know if your audience is aware of your solution, if they're aware of their problem, how aware they are. All of these things are important. Because if you're speaking to them at the wrong level of awareness, you're ahead of them or behind them, then you're missing out. This was a gap in my content this time. My brand definitely serves people who are already familiar with their human design. You don't have to be an expert, but I'm probably not going to be the best choice for you if you've never heard of human design before. And that hurts me to say, because I would love to serve everyone. But over and over again in this launch, I heard, I don't know enough about human design yet. I don't know enough about human design yet. I don't know enough about human design yet. And like I said, that hurts me because I want to serve everyone. But I have to realize that that probably, well, two things. One, I could adjust my message to include the people who don't know enough yet about human design. However, I'm all about congruence in my brand and in my message and in my containers. So then do they get into the container and be like, oh my gosh, I feel lost? Because I don't want that to happen either. And neither do you. So for me, it's really about clarifying from the first moment people come into my world, which, spoiler alert, I redid my welcome funnels yesterday based on the information from this exit survey. So you see, it's about way more than your offers and way more about your offer message. And I did that because I need people to self-identify as either in or out. And you need that in your business too. Because here's the thing. It costs money to launch. For me, we spent more on ads than ever before. I spent more on team than ever before. And I spent the entire Q4 building a new website. Not me personally. It would be a mess if I had done that. Shout out to Chelsea Brady. I'll link her in the show notes as well so that you can get in touch with her if you're interested in web stuff. But I spent all of Q4 in a loss in my business because we were setting up all of the systems to hold the next launch. So all that to say, understand the level of awareness that your audience has for the work that you do and speak to that without apology, or make a concentrated effort to speak to where they are, where they may be coming in, if it's important to you to grab all of the stages of awareness. So what to do next? If you are just coming out of a launch, or if you have put any offers out there at all, and you have an audience that trusts you, you've been really leaning hard into your human design and building your business your way so they get that you're a real human, consider putting an exit survey out. Or even if you didn't offer something, why not survey your audience and see where they're at right now? Why not come up with two or three curated questions that really will help you to serve them better? You need to know where they're at. What's their problem? What are the symptoms they're experiencing of their problem? And what have they tried, or what are they considering trying to fix it? And then how can you meet them where they're at? Do you need to build a bridge? Do you need to tweak your messaging? Do you need to position your brand better? What is it that you need to do in your business to call your people in with intention? For two reasons. One, so that you make the money to stay sustainable in your business. And two, so that you actually do the work you're here to do and serve your people so that they move themselves forward. I'm going to pop my SpeakPipe in the links for you in the show notes. SpeakPipe is where you can send me an audio message, a voice message, just letting me know how this episode landed and or what you need from me. Because I love to hear from you and I love to respond. As a manifesting generator, I live in response to you as a member of my audience. I appreciate you. I thank you for being here. If you were someone who answered that quick exit survey, then I super duper appreciate you because it really helps me to get even more clear on my message and my offers.